Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for a noon kick.
Let's go, man. Come on. Let's have some fun, man.
This is Danny and Dusty on Football Friday.
You gotta see it. You gotta see it.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon! Yeah, baby! It's a Football Friday. Danny and Dusty with you. Thanks for riding with us. Woo! It's like hot outside. It's all hazy.
Is there fires?
Yeah, it's fires. I've been watching news, man.
I was saying because
watching news, it's fires and ozone is what they is what the weatherman.
Because
we
got that nasty yellow stuff back again in the sky.
Yeah, got some fires going on.
Looks like he peed in the sky.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's a very good way to describe
it's
it. Like
it's a very,
well hydrated though.
Yeah,
like,
you know, no, this isn't this. You know, Tom Herman's not mad right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're not championship levels.
This guy's not a bad teammate.
You're a good teammate right now. You're a good teammate right now. Way to go, Earth.
You've been hydrating properly.
We got that rain right before this heat kicked up, so we know hydration has been key. Yeah, it is. It's that's a very good way to put it. We got a good teammate level of yellow in the sky. Happy Football Friday, everybody. And this is like the first true Football Friday. College football started last week. This week, you've got the NFL started yesterday. Full slate of college. Full slate of NFL. Friday night lights are going to be popping off across the state of Oregon here, where we get the start officially. Everybody underway in high school football. This is where America comes together. This is where America is at its best. Football season. We got all levels of football going on. It's nice and warm outside. This is why people say, I love the red, white, and blue. I love it. I love it.
America.
America.
I feel it in my loins right now.
Down in my plums.
That's right. Ashley Schaefer, B&W. Woo!
Woo!
Still, I think probably one of the best shows of all time.
I still need to finish it out.
I don't know if you need to finish it out, but those first two seasons,
yeah,
bangers. Yes.
Dynamite.
Eastbound and Down is a phenomenal show.
Yes.
It really is. And that's why it just goes back to baseball does television and film better than any other sport. It's the damnedest thing. Baseball and golf are the two sports that people think are the most boring to watch. But they, when you talk about shows and movies, those two sports kill it. Kill it. Football does not translate to cinema.
No. It's just, it's hard to not have it look choreographed.
Yeah. And, I mean, when you get your quarterback out there and he looks like Uncle Rico throwing the ball, it's just ugly.
Bet you I can throw the ball over the mountains.
Over the mountains.
Mildly problematic.
Yeah. And, I mean, Playmakers, the TV show in the early 2000s on ESPN, that was great. But then the NFL's like, wait, guys, you can't do this.
You're one of our partners.
You guys are literally telling, like, true stories from the locker room, and we can't have this being the image of our league right now. Basketball, they don't even, like, try with basketball, really. Hoosiers?
Well, there was Winning Time.
Well, they're
that recent Lakers one.
They're going to try now with what's the
Clipped? That was terrible.
Yeah, oh God, it was. They did the Al Bundy cast is Sterling was great.
That was good.
They've got the receiver show. They followed Braun, Domantas Sabonis, three other guys around last year, and they're going to run that series.
Okay.
I guess at least like Blue Chips that actually had the real hoopers?
Blue Chips with Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, and there was somebody else in there too, wasn't it?
When they talked about his SAT score and they're like, you get 300 points for spelling your name correctly. Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah, how is your SAT score still the same as your shoe size?
Blue Chips was great. The Air Up There with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, God.
What?
That was a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was Tatum, Butler.
I mean, that's a Gonzaga's basketball program was built with that, just like in Eastern Europe.
You're not wrong.
They just went to Eastern Europe and were like,
let's find a few Polish kids.
We're going to send our version of Kevin Bacon over there, and guess what? It worked.
It worked out for him a couple times. But the NBA one is LeBron, Tatum, Butler, Ant Edwards, and Domantas Sabonis. It's like their quarterbacks show.
You are going to hate watch Jason Tatum on that show.
Oh, God, I know.
To no end.
It's not great.
Yeah, all right.
I'm trying to think of somebody who could be more boring than Jason Tatum in that show. Like, Kirk Cousins, it was like, it's like, Kirk Cousins has more character than Jason Tatum.
No, Kirk Cousins was great on that show because you were just like, this guy is so weird.
Yeah. I think people
when he did
the same
his acapella thing, oh my gosh, he looked like something just straight out of the movie Pitch Perfect.
That's fantastic.
He even did like the hand signal for it.
You know the what's the actor that's in Pitch Perfect? My algorithm is very strange. There was a thing about him how he went into casting for that not knowing it was a musical. And
oh, really?
So he had nothing prepared and he just hammed it up. And
I thought this was going to be a baseball movie.
Yeah, I didn't know about this.
I think that was kind of the thing. He did kind of think it was something like that.
Huh.
God, what is his name?
Pitch Perfect is funny.
Adam Devine.
Adam Devine.
Adam Devine. Comedian. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a singer.
No.
No, he's a really funny comedian. Workaholics.
Yeah.
For those that don't know. He's super funny, though. I like me some Adam Devine.
Do you know when that movie came out?
Righteous Gemstones, too.
Righteous Gemstones. Yeah. Yeah, great show.
What are we, like 15 years ago for Pitch Perfect?
2012, 13 years, or 12 years ago.
Yeah.
That wasn't far off.
No, September 28th, so almost 13 years on the dot.
Wow.
I would not have thought that was that old.
Pitch Perfect 2 had Clay Matthews and Brian Bulaga.
Oh, that's right. They had the Packers.
The Packers were like an underground
trio. Yeah.
Underground a cappella group.
I believe it's pronounced Brian Bulaga.
Unbelievable.
Is that guy still around doing that bit? That's a great bit does. He just mispronounces names.
Brian Bulaga.
Like with Jason McIntyre and Randy Arizanoza.
Johnny Moran.
Pretty good.
We had Colin today going with Jackson Smith Enigma.
Just can't figure him out.
I don't know. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, but he didn't do it on purpose.
It's okay. Jackson Smith Enigma is... I mean, you have like...
It doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
No. I mean, it sounds like every little leaguer across Major League Baseball or across Little League across the country, Jackson Smith. Yeah. And then it's like hyphenated in Jigba at the end. Like that throws you for a loop there.
Except the name is spelled like J-A-C-K-X-S-E-N.
In Little League or?
Yeah, Little League.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. There's some wild. People are like, I like the name Jackson. I want to be different, though. It's like, good luck finding a license plate at Disneyland with that spelling.
Like, one of my kids is named Sadie. We can't even find one of those anywhere.
Yeah. It's tough out. It's hard in the streets these days for the kids and the license plates. You know?
Yeah.
I always hated it because you never found a Dusty. It was always a Dustin.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd always get in and be like, thanks. The big one.
Womp, womp.
The big
womp,
one.
Womp.
The big one for me, though, growing up was like, you know, when my parents would go to Vegas or Reno or Tahoe, and they just bring Hera's stuff back. You know, like, it was just like, all right,
yeah. Close enough.
Just like,
keep it to the family.
Yeah. Just like a deck of cards that's been used. Is like, this is actually, I like this better than the name that nobody calls me unless I'm in trouble by my mom.
Dustin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
No, but you don't want that.
It's like, it's when I hear Daniel. It's either I'm getting arrested or it's my parents.
Yeah. Well, I'm mostly getting arrested.
Yeah,
then.
That part.
Yeah. Yeah, mostly that. Yeah.
I hear Daniel, and it's like, oh, no. Because I actually have legal documents that have my name as Danny. I think I've explained this before.
How?
I wrote it down. So, I'm not kidding. So,
you're the reason why I have to provide, like, 8 pieces of mail and all of everything at the DMV. They're like, we can't have this meringue thing happening all the time.
So, my license,
yeah,
Danny.
Mm.
My conceal and carry permit, Danny. Mm-hmm. My military ID, Daniel. My other conceal and carry permit, Dan.
I feel like you should be on a no-fly list. Yeah. Just because of that right there.
It's great because anytime I fill out my...
I mean, everything else that you've told us on this show, you should also be on a no-fly list, but just because of that right there.
The great part about it is no matter how I fly, or no matter how I put my name on my... what do you call it? The... flight thing.
Ticket?
Yeah, that's not ticket, but the there's another word for it, and I'm totally blanking.
Manifest. Well,
The flight, however it appears on the manifest.
It's like they're not going to let you put your name on the plane.
Well, no, yeah, no. Well, I mean, give it time. But however I type it in, whether it's Dan, Danny, Daniel, I have an ID for it.
Let's see, which one of these do I need to pull out?
Oh man. So that reminds me of one time I was like one of my first buddies to get married. I got hammered one night and was booking his flight for his bachelor party. And for whatever reason, I thought it'd be really funny to, it had like the, it's like a suffix on his name. And it was like, Esquire sounds about right. And they almost didn't let him get on the plane because
it said Esquire.
It had Esquire on there. And I was like, he's like, they're like, well, do you have documentation that you are an Esquire? He's like, no. He's like, I'm not a lawyer. And they were like, well, it says here Esquire. And he's like, he texts me, he's like, damn it. And I was like, I didn't know this was going to be a problem. I just had a few and I was booking your flight and my bad.
Didn't want to put a doctor on there.
My bad.
Is there a doctor on the plane? Like, it says right here there is.
I'm going to change your name to Ben Dover.
Yeah. So he made it through. That's when TSA was really cracking down, apparently.
They can deny you entry if you put Dusty on your ticket, and you don't have an ID that says Dusty. Like if it says Dustin, like they can tell you to go to hell.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's very dumb. It's like, come, really?
You can't carry the one here.
Like you're not picking up what we're putting down here.
We're doing simple math.
Like, because I think most people probably use autocomplete when they're filling out those forms.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like, here's the other thing. We're all 40-ish. If you're buying something that's more than $1,000, can you do it on your phone? Or do you have to sit down at the computer?
Anything more than how much?
Like $1,000. So like airfare or a new TV or, You know what I mean? Like basically like a purchase that's going to hurt.
Yeah, I'll do it on the phone still. Like, I mean, really? Like airfare on the phone, I'll do airfare. See, I booked flights on my phone.
I do like you? To sit down with the computer because I would rather have more room to compare and contrast. Uh-huh.
I would rather do that, but yeah, I have booked on my phone.
It's not like for security reasons. It's so I can, it's better research.
It's not even that. It's like a comfort thing. Like any time it's,
mm-hmm.
I'm making a big purchase. Like I bought the TV.
That's why
this
you're
weekend.
Like considered an old now.
I know.
Is because it's like you are the version of I like to write checks.
Yeah. No.
Balance that checkbook every month. Right. It's
out of the way, Mildred.
Need to
look.
Do
this
that
is the express
anymore.
Lane.
I'm looking at deals on Labor Day for my new TV, and I saw that Best Buy had deals, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go down there.
Yeah.
So instead of buying what I had to see it in person. I had to go down.
Well, I think buying a TV, seeing it in person is important. No. Like you got to see that picture quality because there is something about purchasing a television that you've got to get that right. You got to get that right. It's like a couch, man. Like if you seen people who are like, yeah, bought this couch on the internet. It's like, how? How'd you do that?
Yeah, my wife and I went to seven different
IKEA.
You got seven different furniture stores, and like
put your butt on that thing.
We traded positions in the cushions. Pig. Hey, look.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, look.
You got your pocket-sized copy of the Kama Sutra with you?
You don't think I need a copy of that? Come on now. Come on. But no, we went to like seven different stores before we finally found the one that we liked. And then it was like, even then, they didn't have the exact formation of the couch that we wanted, so we had to order it. And then, like, when it came in, we went and checked it again.
Yeah,
just because it's a mumble, it's a big purchase. It's going to be
a lot
like
of time on there.
Yeah, and it was funny before this couch has even moved into our house. We already established which side is whose.
Yeah, we've got a problem in our house.
Oh,
see, that's very important. You got to get your butt prints right.
Right.
On the couch.
We've got like an L shaped sectional with an additional length.
It's got to properly form to your rear.
Somehow, my turd son has figured out. He has squatted on the best spot. And it's like, you'll be sitting there and he's like, he'll just come and just bloop, get right in that corner. It's like,
you need to show Cooper that little son of a
gun. Like, you're in my spot. No. And he's like, I'm not moving. He's like, yes, you are.
Let me tell you, man. I carved out my spot last night in front of the new TV.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
There's something rewarding about that.
Holy
crap. There's a rewarding feeling about finding that sweet spot and just being like, I own this now.
I had to change positions ever so slightly because we went from a 55 to a 65 inch in the living room.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, the angle's different. The lighting's different. Mm-hmm. I gotta finagle my way to the right spot here.
Now, did you go by the... There's like rules of how close and far you need to be from the TV. Are you good with that? Because that is actually
it's a real thing.
Noticeable.
No, it's a real thing. So I what I did was I moved my 55 into my office and I had a 48, I think, in there. That was an older Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
And I always was like, man, something about this doesn't look right. And it just wasn't big enough for the space because it was a longer space. My living room is a long space, but we sit in it like the short space, if that makes sense. So it's, I want to say it's 12 feet from wall to wall. So you take about 4 feet off from the couch and then about 2 feet off from the wall. And you're about, you know, anywhere between 6 to 8 feet away. And they recommend 65 inches when you're that far away. And I was like, because I guess the math of it is you're supposed to have the TV take up roughly 40% of your view.
But I don't know if that's it.
That's the recommendation. Because I was like looking at different size TVs and I saw one, I was like, ooh, I really want that. And then I was like, I'm like maybe 6-7 feet away. I don't think 70 plus.
No.
82 it is.
Yeah.
82 it is.
Don't get me wrong. They had one of those, like, because I ended up getting the 8K enabled one, but they had one that had like something like a million pixels.
There is no such thing as a television that is too big, but being too close to it, there is such thing.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. I want to get to the point where I have so much money that I have those LED panels that just kind of stick together.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
That's pretty awesome.
Because those things are, you just make it however big you want, and you can assign whatever value you want to a given portion of your screen.
That's great. All right. Well, I'm happy for you and your new TV. You watched last night the kickoff to the NFL season.
I did. The new style kickoff on the new TV was quite enthralling.
The Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. We have that on the docket today. It is Football Friday. We will preview Oregon and Boise State. Oregon State takes a trip down to Snapdragon Stadium to take on the Aztecs of San Diego State, which they struggled out of the gate. And we'll discuss that a little bit. Huge weekend in college football and previewing the weekend to come. Week one in the National Football League. But where we got to start this bad boy off. The ref show to start, and the Kansas City Chiefs do the same old thing again. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Lamar Jackson now 1-5 all time against Kansas City Chiefs, starting off the NFL season last night. The reigning Super Bowl champs hold off the Baltimore Ravens 27-20 to kick off week one of the NFL's regular season. Taylor Swift in the building. How about that? Who'd have thunk it?
You know,
how did they keep that under wraps?
Yeah, wow.
Well, to be honest, I was shocked. I was sitting there watching the game with my wife.
We're not watching football anymore. They're putting her on the screen.
And I was like, you know what? It's actually kind of crazy. This is the first I've heard of her all season. There's no lead up talking about it. Like, they made an active choice to not talk about it.
Did you know that there was actually big lead up? I don't know. We didn't talk about this yesterday. I had this tucked away in my notes. Did you see the breakup plan?
No.
TMZ had to squash a report that Travis Kelce had a breakup plan, his PR team did.
Oh.
Yeah. There was a breakup plan with he and T. Swift and how they were going to handle it.
Mm.
And his PR team's like, what are you talking about? That was the big story yesterday. Taylor Swift.
Did you get this one from your niece?
No. TMZ.
Oh, okay.
TMZ.
I thought you might have like clued you in on it.
No, the breakup plan. And they were like, no. No, the Swifties are like, who would have a breakup plan with Taylor Swift? That's just stupid. Yeah. Nobody would ever do that. They've bought into the true love now. You know?
I mean, I think if you are dating the most famous person on the planet, you do have a backup plan for how that breakup goes. Because otherwise...
A PR team definitely does.
Yes.
On because, how they handle that messaging.
Because otherwise you're done.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I love that they still are like, it's amazing how Travis Kelce was nothing before he started dating Taylor Swift, and all of a sudden he became one of the best players in the NFL, and the Chiefs won a Super Bowl that year. That's crazy. It's like, wait a minute. He was the best tight end in football prior to dating Taylor Swift, and he's already won a couple of Super Bowls before they started dating, guys.
Yeah. Just some random guy.
Google's not that hard.
Well, last night we had three shows put on the field. Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes putting on a show, respectively. And then the ref show to start that game. Good golly, Miss Molly.
All the illegal formations?
Yeah, Johnny Cornelius is sitting there like, see, guys? He got two of them in that Oregon game, but that was a point of emphasis by the NFL to nip it in the bud before it gets egregious as it was last year. But I thought last night, especially the second one, where the tackle was even with the guard. Actually, he was in front of the right or left guard. He was in front of him.
Yeah, there's...
And they called it illegal formation because they were claiming his helmet didn't break the waist of the center, which if you're going to call it close, how about you do it with the Kansas City Chiefs? Yeah. Because that's why there's a point of emphasis this year.
Juwan Taylor is the guy who last year basically went viral because not only was he basically lining up in the backfield, he was starting his kick a full beat before the ball was snapped regularly. And it wasn't even one of those things where you had to slow it down. You were like, good God, man. Yeah. Like, and for the Chiefs, look, this isn't even sour grapes. Does it change the game? Yes, no, maybe not. I don't care. But this is like putting an emphasis on a rule in the NBA for flopping and then not saying a word to James Harden or Dylan Brooks. It's like, no. That guy, him in particular, screw that guy.
Yeah.
That's who you made the rule because of that dude.
Yep.
Call it on him. Because there was at least three different instances where it was like, where he just, let alone, lined up in the backfield, and then he get the early kickstart. It was like, come on, man. Either make it a point of emphasis and throw the bleeping flag on the Chiefs, or shut up about it.
There were a lot of penalties in that game. I think both of them, I think the Ravens had seven penalties for 64 yards. The Chiefs had six for 45. A ton of penalties in that game.
It was ugly.
It felt like they were far more punitive against the Ravens, though, in kind of situationally and when the penalties were thrown.
Yeah.
That roughing the passer against Patrick Mahomes was absolutely ridiculous.
That was all the Chiefs fans like, he gets hit more. And it's like, no, that was an egregious call.
That was insane.
Yeah.
And
that's protecting the shield. That's all that was.
But that is one where you go, when you talk about the punitive penalties that cost the Ravens, that was a situation where you're looking at third down and 20, and it's now first and 10. Like, that changes a game right there. And that was the ref show. Both teams had flags that were egregious, we know. It just seemed like, at the end of the day, the Ravens were on the worst end of it. But that's not what dictated that game.
No.
Because I looked at that, in Lamar Jackson put on a show with his legs, and he was running wild like we didn't see in that AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. We saw the throws that he didn't make, though, are the ones that really stuck out to me.
One in the end zone.
We are talking about the end of that game and football being the ultimate game of inches, and Isaiah Likely in the back of the end zone making it an incredible effort, an incredible grab, and then thinking that, oh my gosh, you know, Baltimore, they at the buzzer, they have a chance to win this game because John Harbaugh was going for two. Mm-hmm. He was going for two on that.
And he had me puckering up last night, too, because I took the Chiefs minus three.
If he is not like a size 11D shoe,
yeah,
we're sitting there and we're looking at this game completely different. But it was the two passes prior
mm-hmm.
for Lamar Jackson that really stuck out
to
me. The
drifted fall to the middle of the field.
The missing Zay Flowers, as anytime you see hand up, right? And Zay Flowers gave him the fist as he's running across the end zone, like, mm-hmm. hey, I'm here. Lamar Jackson, for whatever reason, thought he was going to sit down instead of running to more green yeah. grass there. Right, you give a fist up on the outside. If a receiver does that, it's, hey, I'm converting, I'm going on this thing. Mm-hmm. Usually the fist up means I'm going to keep running through. It is show numbers, sit down. And Zay Flowers didn't show numbers. He put his hand up, and that's why he kept running. And if Lamar Jackson, as he's rolling to his right, just keeps throwing to his right,
where there's 6 yards
of space. That's a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's a touchdown. Instead, he throws it wildly behind. And that play cost mm-hmm. the Baltimore Ravens. The previous play, where likely in the back corner of the end zone, he ends up like landing on his shoulder. I thought he was hurt. Yeah. Like that was a tough fall. That's a throw Lamar Jackson needs to be able to mm-hmm. make. He had his tight end was open in the back corner of the end zone. That is a throw you rep 1,000 times every offseason. And he overthrew it, overshot his target, and Isaiah Likely unable to bring that one in. Lamar Jackson had a good game.
A great game. I mean, you run for a $1.22, throw for 273, and you don't turn the ball over.
But those two throws
mm-hmm.
set up the throw that was a difficult throw to Likely in the back of the end zone where his toes just on line. He KD'd himself mm-hmm. against the Milwaukee Bucks.
It really was. And we can talk about Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. Isaiah Likely was a bleeping monster.
He was.
What's funny is Lamar's worst throw of the night might have been the Likely touchdown. He underthrew him so much because of the pressure.
There Likely were a couple of underthrows, yeah.
And he had to come back so far that it created a ton of space. And that separation allowed him to absolutely annihilate. I've never seen a guy that big break somebody off that ferociously that many times in that small of a space.
It was an interesting game in that we saw Mark Andrews and his anticipated return after a gruesome leg injury mm-hmm. and was largely a non-factor in that game.
Meanwhile, Likely was cooking.
Derrick Henry was largely a non-factor.
Were
in
you
that
surprised
game.
They didn't handle the ball more? Just to wear things down? Because it wasn't like he was unsuccessful. I think his rush success rate, I think it was something like 60%.
He only averaged 3.5 yards a carry and didn't pop any of them.
But I mean, isn't that what Derrick Henry does though? Is you get to 20+ carries and then you get the one that breaks, the two that breaks.
Flow of the game though. I mean, Kansas City's linebackers were. There's a reason why Lamar Jackson had 122 yards rushing. Right, he was scrambling and tucking the ball and running, but also they were. Made a conscious effort to take away Derrick Henry. And
are you surprised they didn't spy Lamar more? Because he was gone so often.
No, I wasn't all that surprised because of the fact that you now have competent targets mm-hmm. in Baltimore, right? Like you have to respect Zay Flowers. You have to respect Isaiah Likely. We saw that Rashad Bateman can get loose on you. And the aggressive style that Steve Spagnuolo plays, man... I wasn't that surprised. That's kind of how they're gonna defend teams, and it was working. Three quarters, you gave up 10 points.
Yeah, I mean Spags was bringing DB blitzes from the wide side of the field, which
as he does.
I get that you do that, but doing that against Lamar Jackson is certainly something. You know that's because that does present because that I believe that's what happened on the one he broke for 50 yards that came back for that stupid holding call. The call wasn't bad. It was a stupid holding. There was no reason to grab and pull him there. Lamar's gone. But if I remember right, that was on a wide side blitz, and then that whole side of the field had been vacated, and Lamar took off for 53.
A lot of times it is you're guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, as a defensive coordinator, when you got an athlete as skilled as Lamar Jackson playing quarterback, you're guessing and you're trying to take away where his strength is when he runs, where he likes to escape the pocket. And that's where you dial up your pressure to. And you say, all right, sometimes one of the best athletes in the world is going to be one of the best athletes in the world. I thought Lamar running 16 times, a little bit surprising, mm-hmm. right?
Especially considering we talked about this the other day. He talked about getting lighter and losing weight a month ago and how he was going to avoid this. He did a pretty good job of not getting hit when he took off, but he did take a few where you went, ugh.
He took a lot of hits early. Patrick Mahomes took a lot of hits in that game. Mahomes took a lot of hits in that game, and I thought the most, like one of the softest ones was the one that was a roughing the passer call.
Yeah. Does Lamar look smaller to you? Because to me, he looked smaller to me. Mm. Like he just looked lean, like leaner, even more spindly than before.
Yeah, I never, maybe it was, maybe I never because, thought he was like spindly. He just, he's bigger than what we think he is.
Oh, sure, but that's big, it's the comparison in the NFL, but he also looked even faster.
He is a fast dude.
He hit that gear, and he has that. It's not quite Mike Vick. I think it's more Randy Moss, where he eats up strides.
Yeah,
and he just kind of glides away from guys, and you're like, oh god, he's moving. Yeah. Remember, he's never run a 40.
Never.
Yeah, he said he's never been timed in a 40. Because I would be willing to bet at his fastest, he's a 4.2 guy.
Yeah,
like he's that fast. When you see him in the open field, it's terrifying.
Lamar Jackson, we talk about the two plays that he didn't make prior to the touchdown that was not. Even though, do you hear Lamar Jackson after the game? This was his comment about the Isaiah Likely in the back of the end zone.
I thought it was a touchdown. But still think it's a touchdown.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Lamar also 12 targets for Isaiah. Just what goes in that connection, and how did you kind of see him, aside from the last play, really pay off your faith in him?
Well, man, he was just open. And I seen, I don't want to get it wrong, but it looked like 32 and 20 was, like, turning to, like, pursue him when he realized where the ball was going. So I threw it so he can, like, make a play on it. Just so I don't throw it like a line job. They hit him in the face mask, and they turn around and pick the ball. So I gave him the ball so he can jump a little bit. But I thought he did a great job, acrobatic catch, and I believe it was 2 feet in.
There was not 2 feet in. His toe was squarely on the line.
Yeah.
And I thought Patrick Mahomes summed it up very nicely.
He's got to wear white cleats next time. That's my advice for him.
It's not wrong.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
It's tough.
Can't see the line. Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
Wouldn't be the Christmas season if the stars were any hotter than they are.
But all in all, great game last night.
It was a phenomenal
game. Great way to start the season. I saw some few people online saying that this game's boring, and I'm just sitting there going, what game are you watching?
Yeah.
You're watching playmakers everywhere?
Yeah.
Guys getting broke off. There was a one cut from, who's was it Justice Hill? No. No, it was Hill on the little dump out play to the flat where Lamar underthrew him. And he caught the ball base hands underneath it, on the turf kind of deal. And he made a guy miss so bad, I thought it was Madden.
Oh, Isaiah Likely on his touchdown run, too, putting the brakes on going,
hit the Lamar Jackson, just threw it on him. But there was playmakers abound offensively and defensively. Roquan Smith was a dude.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens missed Patrick Queen.
They do. I thought they played well enough to win.
I do, too.
They played well enough to win. But there were two plays that Patrick Mahomes made that you said, this is why he's the greatest quarterback. We'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. We talked about the plays that maybe Lamar Jackson didn't make that helped the outcome go the way of the Kansas City Chiefs. There are two plays that Patrick Mahomes made in that game that I look at and I say, this is why he is the greatest quarterback in the NFL right now. And they're not the ones that they're not the big time throws. It's not getting his team in the right spot. The Isaiah Pacheco touchdown run, where Pacheco gets stood up at the line of scrimmage. Mahomes is 5 yards back in the backfield. And you see it click in his head that, oh, I need to go and give him a little bit of that bush push, right? He runs up, shoves Pacheco in the back, and Pacheco said after the game, like, I felt that. I felt that second push come at the end, and I didn't know it was Mahomes who did it, but I needed it. That play, and then when that ball got deflected at the line of scrimmage, when Mahomes caught that football, when two Ravens were bearing down on it.
God, that was insane.
That was a game saver right there.
But it isn't just because two Ravens were probably going to pick that ball off. I think most quarterbacks would just bat that ball down and just say, all right, we're going to play to live another down. Think of what that meant for Kansas City, that he caught the ball and the clock kept running.
Mm. Yeah, because they
it got them to the 2 minute warning.
Yeah, they ran off like 40 something seconds, didn't it?
You were able to get the clock to the 2 minute warning right before, so that erases a whole heck of a lot of time. Would have given Baltimore another timeout in the 2 minute warning, and you got to run off that, I think it was 36 seconds before the 2 minute warning when it happened. Those two plays right there are the ones that you just sit there and you're like, what separates a guy like Patrick Mahomes? And I don't think that he was like, oh, I need to catch this ball to keep the clock running. But those types of plays, those are the separators, right?
Yeah.
That is the difference
those
between
those are the little dumb things that seemingly go the way of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
In the same way they went the way of the Patriots all the time. It was just like, you certainly make your own luck. But there's sometimes just you got to horseshoe up your ass.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, that play, that's all. You're like, oh, that's just awareness by Patrick Mahomes. No, it's not. It's just pure dumb luck. Yeah. Somebody deflects their finger on that 1 pound of pressure more. It goes 8 inches more to the left. It's like, it's the simplest, dumbest things that you have no control over that can ultimately decide, like, if the Bills Chiefs game, there's 14 seconds on the game clock instead of 17, they don't win.
Yep.
It's like they did the math on that drive and they said it was like something like less than 1%.
It's pretty good.
To flip this over.
Was that the score flow thing where they're like, they had a less than 1% chance? It's like, well, they Lloyd Christmas the SOB out of that.
Because there's so much data with the next gen stat stuff, they can take down and distance, location, defender location, offensive player locations, all those kind of things. They did this for the likely touchdown last night. And when he caught the ball, he had a less than 0.3% chance of scoring.
On the long run?
On the long run. Where he caught the ball with where he was, with his speed profile, with where the defenders were, and how far away he was from the goal line. He had a 0.3% chance based on all of the data they have, which I believe goes back to like 2008, of all the tracking data. And if you're wondering, like, well, how can they compute that? Well, they can take all of Likely's history. They can take every other tight end's history. They can take other profiles of other players that are like that. And they go, well, then when they caught the ball in this position with defenders this far away and this far from the goal line, this is how often somebody scored. And that play itself was less than 0.3%.
No! I think that's where you get the old school people going like, see, this is why the math doesn't matter, because players make plays. But the reality is that most of the time, they don't.
Yeah, the staggering majority of the time, 99.7% of the time, that catch, that play, he gets tackled as soon as he catches the ball.
There is there's a lot that can come out of that game that we saw week one. And I think one of the questions that a lot of people had entering this season is you have some turnover in the secondary, obviously L'Jarius Sneed being out.
Mm-hmm.
What does the offense look like because they still won a Super Bowl last year without having an explosive playmaker that was reliable on the outside for Kansas City?
They got one now.
Are the Chiefs legitimate contenders for a three-peat next on The Fan? We were talking about Penn State's offensive coordinator saying their offense is just a blizzard. You just add different candy to it. Makes it special. Makes it good. Vanilla ice cream turns into something magical.
What do you add to candy that's very fast to a blizzard? Is it hot tamales?
But dude, I'll tell you what.
Cocaine.
That gives you the runs. Doesn't make you run.
Andy Reid, he found that Oreo cookie to put in there.
Oh,
makes it perfect.
Crap. Can they stop finding these guys?
Well, Xavier Worthy, the Texas speedster, we all were wondering how he would fit into Andy Reid's offense. Turns out, pretty good. Pretty good. And this is the beauty of what Penn State's offensive coordinator was talking about. the Kansas City Chiefs offense is exactly the same as it was before. But put a little sugar on it. Put a little candy in that vanilla ice cream. And whoa, Nelly, this is going to be exciting to watch. Remember that video that came out of Xavier Worthy when he got jammed at the line of scrimmage in a joint practice?
Thrown twice like
to
a
another
ragdoll.
Planet? Well, he proved that in a game situation, not a 7-on-7 situation, in a game situation where he is going to be in movement, he is going to be motioning, he's going to be off the line of scrimmage, so he's not going to be a guy who gets that true 1 yard of separation press. If you can't touch him, you cannot guard him.
And that's what they're going to do with him endlessly. He's never, ever, if he is getting the ball, he is never going to be lined up on the outside straight up. He's going to be in motion. It's going to be jet motion. It's going to be something out of the backfield. He topped out at almost 19 miles an hour on his run last night.
Yikes.
Like that. And it's the insane thing about this is, like, when you talk about speed in the NFL, if you see guys that are hitting like 20 miles an hour on a run that's like 10 yards, that's terrifying because it means they're getting up to that speed like that. And that's like, I think Tyreek Hill, I think he still has the fastest time ever tracked in the next gen stat stuff, like 23 miles an hour or something like that. But if you're getting up to that speed on a run where you're not breakaway in the open field type stuff,
yeah,
that just shows you just how truly scary he is when you allow him to have any bit of space.
And this is where that blizzard analogy, we can take it and apply it, right? Last year, they had Rashee Rice. Look at how much more open Rashee Rice gets when you have Xavier Worthy to worry about. When a defense has that speed, when they have that threat, Rashee Rice, who, hand up, thought he was going to be suspended.
Yeah, it turns out the better the player, the more room you have to have legal leeway.
Didn't think he was there to have that legal leeway. But remember that you had the VP of the NFL, Brian McCarthy, or his VP of Communications, Brian McCarthy. He said that Rice will likely not be placed on the commissioner's exempt list unless there's a material change in his case. They said that just last week.
Which doesn't make any sense because the material that we have is this guy wrecked a car at like 120 miles an hour.
While racing another vehicle in Dallas.
And caused a six-car pileup.
Yeah, and the video sure seemed to look like he was getting out of that driver's seat.
Yeah, so I don't know what the material change that is required here.
Yeah, I don't.
You have video. It's not even like multiple angles.
If you don't know what we're talking about, back in March, Rashee Rice was involved in a hit and run incident involving six cars
in the middle of a massive freeway
in Dallas. And then police determined that two drivers, one in a Corvette, one in a Lambo, were speeding in the far left lane before the drivers lost control, causing the Lamborghini to veer onto the shoulder and hit the center median wall, which caused a chain reaction collision that involved four other cars. So, hey, Chris Carter. Remember Chris Carter when he got dragged? Got to have fall guy? Apparently, they're sticking to their story. So there we go. He's not suspended, but he is wildly effective when you have a guy like Xavier Worthy. Again, people also making sweeping generalizations about not just Mark Andrews and his production. To the texter on the Vancouver Ford text line that asked if he wasted a high draft pick on Mark Andrews, you probably did. But, and Isaiah Likely is going to get touches. I'm not going to overreact to the first game back for Mark Andrews or the first game where Travis Kelce looked limited. This is the thing about the Kansas City Chiefs. When do they go to Travis Kelce?
When they need to.
When the games matter the most. Yeah. And right now, we know that Kansas City approaches the season like any elite dynasty does.
You don't force feed your guys. You let
them. Don't do it. You need it later in the season.
And the reason why Kelce got so much love last year is because they had nowhere else to go with the freaking ball.
No. And
now you do.
If you can keep him healthier longer, limit the contacts that he has. Also, make no mistake, there's a reason why you give Noah Gray the extension yesterday that he got. It's because you have an aging tight end in Travis Kelce, who eventually you are going to see a regression in his production, in his level of play. But to maximize it for as long as you can, you limit the times that he's on the field and he's getting those contacts. So I'm not going to overreact to Kelce or Andrews right now. I'd say if you are more concerned, you're more concerned about Mark Andrews coming off a major injury.
And it's not even the, I think,
but you got Isaiah injury. Likely.
And that's the thing. It's because Vancouver Ford text line, somebody asked if the Ravens were just featuring Likely more, or if they were running more two tight end personnel, and they were running a crap ton of two tight end personnel, which they should, because they have Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely.
Well, and here's the pivot that you're going to see across the NFL, and you're seeing it across college football too.
I form.
No, the I formation's never left NFL.
Yeah.
But as the spread has become more prevalent across the NFL, mm-hmm. and that trickle up of RPOs playing in space, defenses have adapted their personnel mm-hmm. to be smaller, faster. And so what offense coordinators are going to do is say, fine, we're going to condense it back down again. 12 personnel, hell, 13 personnel. You're going to see it a whole hell of a lot more in college and in the
NFL.
It's
actually interesting you brought that up, is the Chiefs last night ran a ton of 4-1-6 defensive personnel against the Ravens, and actually ended up winning a lot of those plays, where the Ravens spent more time in their nickel package. And while they stopped the run, they got eaten up on the pass, because the two linebackers that they had on the field in those situations got matched up against, whether it was Pacheco or Worthy out of the backfield or whoever else. They were isolating that additional linebacker on the field again, thinking that it would be an okay matchup for them, and it ended up not being okay for them. Depend on what you believe, the data there supported that might have been the biggest difference in the game.
The other guy who is crazy good is Chris Jones. Seems to be a really good football player still.
Pointing at whose butt you're going to kick before the snap is a new level.
They still haven't
insanity.
Blocked him.
Well, that's Miles Garrett did it last year. Yeah. Now Chris Jones is doing it. Remember Vontaze Burfict at Arizona State? Telling Matt Barkley that he was going to rip his head off.
And then he had one of the dirtiest hits you've ever seen.
Well, that is evergreen with Vontaze Burfict. Yeah. But then he did rip Matt Barkley's head off.
For the second time, because he actually did it to him in high school, too.
Yeah. Well, them's the breaks.
Yeah, tough.
He was a freak of nature.
Yes.
But it's safe to say the Kansas City Chiefs are still really good. I think that they will be tested in that secondary a little bit more. Steve Spagnuolo did not feel comfortable last night with his secondary. You could tell, like when the refs granted him a timeout, which they were not supposed to do.
Yeah.
Only players and the head coach are ones that are supposed to grant a timeout. And those that got all butthurt about it, the actual rule in the NFL is that if a timeout is given to an assistant coach, it's not supposed to. Those refs will be graded down for that. Mm-hmm. But if it is granted, it's no changes in anything that happened.
Now, I do believe I read that it said Andy Reid was somewhere else trying to signal for the timeout to a different official, and Spagnuolo was just telling that other official, hey, he's trying to call a timeout.
Andy Reid was nowhere in the picture.
Just saying, you know, it was to a different official. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Read that, but just another perspective.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that, the refs were on the Chiefs' side. No. Could they have called, I don't know, the illegal formation on Kansas City too? Uh-huh.
Multiple
times. Sure could have. But I didn't get the feeling that they were on the Chiefs' side in that game.
Look, I'm totally okay with the refs screwing over the Chiefs. In fact, I endorse it.
Okay. Yeah, we would be okay with it.
Well, there was a missed
I didn't get that
unnecessary roughness call on Mahomes rushing, where the guy got him. He was already through the white stripe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it happens both ways.
It happens both ways. All right, Kansas City Chiefs looking for a three-peat. Look really damn good doing it. They are 1-0, 27-20, beat the Baltimore Ravens. All right, let's pivot to college football a little bit. A big one in Autzen Stadium. All eyes are on Oregon's offensive line. Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.